Jack took a long, deep breath. Though the large ship rocked in the wind, it wasn't nearly as bad as the small rowboat's movement on the waves. Looking around the deck, Jack saw teams of sailors working. Some were coiling thick ropes, others were hauling up strange-looking buckets. Jack turned to ask Henry what the sailors were doing, but Henry was staring at a tall man in a white uniform and a heavy-set older man in a dark suit who were walking briskly toward them. The two men were frowning.
"Oh, no," murmured Henry. "Prepare to meet thy doom."
"Who are they?" asked Annie.
Before Henry could answer, the man in white shouted,
"What have you done this time, Mr. Mosley?"
Jack moved closer to Annie. He clutched his pack to his life vest.
"Well, Captain," I started Henry.
"Goodness, what have you brought up from the sea now, Henry?" the portly man asked. "A four-legged, four-armed creature of the deep?"
"Yes, Professor. It's a Jack and Annie from America," said Henry. "I found the creature vacationing on the island."
The portly man smiled.
"Oh, I see. I thought perhaps it was the monster that was sighted by some of the men yesterday."
The monster again, thought Jack.
"This ship is not a place for children, Mr. Mosley," the captain said gruffly.
"Yes, I know, sir," said Henry. "But these two are extraordinary. They hardly seem like children at all. They're quite independent and have great knowledge of the sea. I thought it might be permissible to bring them aboard for the afternoon and then return them to shore."
"I'm afraid it goes against all the ship's rules," said the captain.
"It's not Henry's fault, Captain," Annie piped up. "We begged him to let us visit your ship."
"Oh, did you now?"
the portly man asked, his eyes twinkling.
"Why is that?"
"We love the ocean," said Annie.
"And we'd really like to learn more about sea exploration, sir," said Jack.
"Well, you've come to the right place," said the man. "Allow me to introduce myself. I am Professor Thompson, the scientific director of the Challenger."
"The professor is one of the world's most renowned experts in the ocean," said Henry.
"Wow," said Annie.
"Well, I don't know about that,"
the professor said modestly. But he put his thumbs in his vest and began speaking as if he were giving a lecture.
"Since the beginning of time, the secrets of the deep have been hidden from us. But now, with our expedition, we have learned many things."
"Like what?" asked Jack.
"We have used miles and miles of steel wire to measure the depth of the sea," said the professor. "We have lowered thermometers to measure temperatures in the deep. But perhaps most important of all, we are learning about the amazing creatures who live in the dark regions far beneath the ocean waves."
"That is all well and good, Professor," the captain broke in. "But I want these children off the ship immediately, before the weather gets worse. Do you hear, Mr. Mosley? Off the ship!"